This episode of the Ortho Bullets podcast will go over the topic of Kohler's disease from the pediatric section on orthobullets.com. Kohler's disease is avascular necrosis of the navicular bone of unclear etiology. Again, Kohler's disease is avascular necrosis of the navicular bone of unclear etiology. As far as the demographics of Kohler's disease, this condition occurs in young children, usually age 4 to 7 years old, and is 4 times more common in boys than girls. 80% of the cases are seen in boys. As far as the location, Kohler's disease can be bilateral in up to 25% of cases. With respect to the pathophysiology of Kohler's disease, the blood supply of the central one-third of the navicular is a watershed zone, and this accounts for the susceptibility to avascular necrosis and stress fractures. Again, the blood supply of the central one-third of the navicular is a watershed zone, and this accounts for the susceptibility to avascular necrosis and stress fractures. Remember that the navicular is the last bone to ossify, and this increases its vulnerability to mechanical compression and injury. Again, the navicular is the last bone to ossify, and this increases its vulnerability to mechanical compression and injury. As far as associated conditions, Kohler's disease is often misdiagnosed as infection. With respect to prognosis, Kohler's disease is typically a self-limiting condition. Intermittent symptoms can be seen for 1 to 3 years after diagnosis and is typically associated with activity. Again, intermittent symptoms are seen for 1 to 3 years after the diagnosis of Kohler's disease, and this is typically associated with activity. As far as classification, there is no widely used classification system for Kohler's disease. With respect to the presentation of Kohler's disease, a patient may not have complaints as the disease can be asymptomatic. Patients will characteristically describe this condition as midfoot pain with an associated limp. Patients may have symptoms of pain in the dorsomedial midfoot, they may have swelling, warmth, and redness, and they may also have point tenderness over the navicular. Physical exam may reveal an antalgic limp in these patients, in which they may place weight on the lateral side of the foot. As far as imaging, radiographs have characteristic sclerosis, fragmentation, and flattening of the tarsal navicular. Most tarsal navicular bones reorganize after the disease has run its course. Some continue to be deformed, but almost all of those remain asymptomatic. Treatment of Kohler's disease can be non-operative or operative. Non-operative management includes NSAIDs and/or immobilization with a short leg walking cast. Typically, a short course of NSAIDs can be used to decrease symptoms. Immobilization with a short leg walking cast is indicated when patients have pain with activities. As far as outcomes, studies have shown treatment in a short leg walking cast will decrease the duration of symptoms. Radiographs improve at around 6 to 48 months from the onset of symptoms. There have been no reports of long-term disability. As far as operative options, surgery is not indicated for this disease. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over a few questions to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic has been tested on past exams. The first question reads, a 5-year-old boy complains of atraumatic foot pain that is aggravated by weight-bearing and an antalgic limp for a few days. He is splinted for 2 weeks by his pediatrician and referred to your office. Examination is unremarkable. An AP, oblique, and lateral foot radiographs show navicular flattening and sclerosis consistent with Kohler's disease. What is the next best step? And the choices are 1. MRI, 2. Serum inflammatory markers and biopsy, 3. Bone scan, 4. Weight-bearing cast, and 5. Non-weight-bearing cast. The correct answer to this question is 4, weight-bearing cast. So this child has Kohler's disease of the navicular. Weight-bearing cast immobilization for 4 to 6 weeks is appropriate. Splinting for 2 weeks is insufficient. To quickly review, idiopathic avascular necrosis of the navicular arises because the intraosseous blood flow of the navicular is centripetal, leaving a central watershed area. The primary blood supply is via perforating branches of the dorsalis pedis. Patients present with midfoot pain between 2 to 9 years of age. Navicular sclerosis, fragmentation, and flattening are noted radiographically. DiGiovanni et al. Reviewed avascular necrosis in the foot. Non-surgical management is routine. Cast immobilization will provide earlier resolution of symptoms, weight-bearing will not affect outcome, and the navicular will regain a normal appearance over time. Iyer and Henricus reviewed pediatric foot pain. They state that up to 25% of Kohler's disease is bilateral. They agree that casting for 4 to 6 weeks will mitigate symptoms and increase the rate of symptom resolution. Moving on to the next question. A 5-year-old boy has had a limp for the past 4 weeks with intermittent pain at the foot. He remains normally active and has no history of trauma. He has no fevers, rashes, or swelling. Examination reveals tenderness at the mid-dorsum of the foot medially. Radiographs reveal osteochondrosis of the tarsal navicular. Treatment should include which of the following? And the choices are 1. MRI of the foot with gadolinium. 2. Open biopsy of the lesion. 3. Needle aspiration and culture, followed by antibiotic treatment. 4. Observation or an orthotic arch support. And 5. Steroid injection of the lesion. The correct answer to this question is 4. Observation or an orthotic arch support. So osteochondrosis of the tarsal navicular is most commonly identified between the ages of 2 and 9 years. The condition is benign and self-limited in nature. In patients with severe pain, a period of casting may be warranted, but otherwise management usually consists of observation or a supportive orthotic. Moving on to the next question. A 6-year-old boy presents to your office with foot pain that is increasing in severity. His parents state that he has recently been limping. There is no history of trauma and he is otherwise healthy. Radiographs reveal avascular necrosis of the tarsal navicular. Which of the following is the most appropriate treatment for this child? And the choices are 1. Observation. 2. Open biopsy and curettage. 3. Long leg non-walking cast. 4. Chopard amputation. And 5. Short leg walking cast. The correct answer to this question is 5. Short leg walking cast. So the history and radiographs are consistent with Kohler's disease, which is avascular necrosis of the tarsal navicular. Kohler suggested that the changes in this disease might be the result of an abnormal strain that acts on a weak navicular, but a definitive answer has not been found. Among the theories to explain the nature of this lesion, a more satisfactory one is a mechanical basis that is associated with a delayed ossification. The navicular is the last tarsal bone to ossify in children. This bone might be compressed between the already ossified talus and the cuneiforms when the child becomes heavier. Compression involves the vessels in the central spongy bone, leading to ischemia, which then causes clinical symptoms. Thereafter, the perichondral ring of vessels sends the blood supply, allowing rapid revascularization and formation of new bone. The radial arrangement of the vessels of this bone is of great importance in explaining why the prognosis of this lesion is always excellent. As discussed in the review article by Borges et al., Kohler's disease tends to affect boys more frequently than girls between ages 6 to 9. Treatment includes immobilization for symptom relief and observation while the navicular reossifies. Moving on to the next question. A 5-year-old boy has had pain in the right foot for the past month. Examination reveals tenderness and mild swelling in the region of the tarsal navicular. Radiographs reveal avascular necrosis of the tarsal navicular. Management should consist of, and the choices are 1. Biopsy of the tarsal navicular. 2. Curettage and bone grafting of the tarsal navicular. 3. CBC count, C-reactive protein level, erythrocyte sedimentation rate, blood cultures, and IV antibiotics. 4. Symptomatic treatment with restriction of weight bearing or application of a short leg cast. And 5. Medial column lengthening of the foot through the tarsal navicular. The correct answer to this question is 4. Symptomatic treatment with restriction of weight bearing or application of a short leg cast. So the child has the classic findings of Kohler's disease or osteochondrosis of the tarsal navicular. The cause of this condition is not known, but osteonecrosis and mechanical compression have been proposed. Children generally report midfoot pain over the tarsal navicular and limping. Physical findings include tenderness, swelling, and occasionally redness in the region of the tarsal navicular. Radiographs show sclerosis and narrowing of the tarsal navicular. The natural history of the condition is spontaneous resolution and reconstitution of the navicular. Symptomatic treatment with restriction of weight bearing or casting is recommended. And moving on to the final question. A 5-year-old boy presents with a limp and pain over the medial aspect of the foot. Radiographs show osteonecrosis of the navicular bone. Orthotics have failed to improve his symptoms. What is the next appropriate management of this condition? And the choices are 1. Cord decompression, 2. Triple arthrodesis, 3. Subtalar fusion, 4. IV antibiotics with irrigation and debridement, and 5. Short leg walking cast. The correct answer to this question is 5, short leg walking cast. So the patient in the question stem has osteonecrosis of the navicular bone, otherwise known as Kohler's disease. Treatment is traditionally symptomatic, and pain usually can be relieved by limiting activities and using orthotics. If this doesn't work, then a short leg walking cast for 4 to 6 weeks should suffice. Surgery is not indicated for this entity since it's self-limiting. DiGiovanni et al. Review variants of osteonecrosis of the foot in their JAOS article. They emphasize the radiographic changes of Kohler's disease, including navicular sclerosis, which may represent a normal variant in asymptomatic patients. Thus, the diagnosis of osteonecrosis must be corroborated by clinical suspicion and supportive radiographs. Williams et al. Found all patients were asymptomatic and with non-surgical management had a radiographically normal navicular at 9-year follow-up. Casting provided earlier resolution of symptoms. Weight-bearing status did not affect outcome. Ippolito et al. Followed a series of patients for 33 years. They found all patients were asymptomatic at follow-up. Weight-bearing plaster cast for 3 months rendered the patients pain-free, whereas arch supports only decreased local pain, which lasted for an average of 7 months. That's all for this review about Kohler's disease. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.